Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 293. You do realise we're only a week away from the big 3-0, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, the big 3-0-0, actually. 300 shows. Unbelievable. How are we all doing? Hello, Jonathan. 2 out of 2 so far for 2021 for Jonathan. Let's see how long his winning streak continues. He's putting on dinner, steak and sweet potato chips. Sounds fabulous. Too late to send some up here, is it? Just asking. But you will be listening. Yeah, excellent. CQ, CQ Deb, how are you doing? In fact, how are we all doing? Hello, Simon. Third in, excellent. And we definitely need to know if 2021 is proving to be better for you and all the little Simons. So let us know. You've stopped competing for first. Best way, really, Simon. And then when it happens, it's amazing. But I'm sure you'll get there. It's only 2 days into the new year. And you know, Jonathan, he's a bit keen. Plus the fact he probably feels today he's absolutely on fire. Because umpire Kim changed the rules last night and he got 2 points for staying awake. So he's clearly floating on cloud nine at the moment. It's all right. All will be stopped. We will put on a 10-hour show, won't we?
We will.
And I will get an extra point for every hour after 5. Kim obviously isn't here yet, so just tell her that's what we've decided when she arrives. It's a little addendum to the rules. Oh, I'm loving this. Oh, I'm glad to hear that you're good, Deb. I'm feeling pretty well. Need to keep that quiet, don't I, before it all comes back and haunts me. But so far so good in the new year. I have spent some time today playing with my new toy. My new toy being PowerPoint. It's still pretty new to me. I'm still at the stage of like, why does it do that? Google's, oh, right. That makes sense. And I could extend that in 27 ways. And then off I go and I'm quite happy. Today's little debacle with it was, do you find it weird or have you not done it, Mike? But you've got two presentations or even one presentation and you've got a slide in it and it's on a black background. So you duplicate the slide. If you duplicate the slide, you get it on a black background. It's fine. But if you copy it and paste it, it appears in a white background with a flying clipboard icon that you may or may not catch before it vanishes that allows you to say, keep the source formatting.
That is by design.
Yes, but it's stupid. Can I not hold a key down and change the behaviour to the opposite if I prefer? I found a workaround, but that's not the point. Not the point. So why is it by design? What makes that a good idea? White logo on a white background, copy, paste.
I didn't say it was a good idea. I said it was by design.
Well, what Muppets designed it that way? Hello, Kim. We've been adding to the rules in your absence, just saying. It's all with a view to me getting back those 2 points from last night. A 10-hour show. With a point for me per hour over 5. That's my best suggestion so far. Yeah, if I could stay awake that long, I'd be doing well, wouldn't I? Yeah, why not? Why not?
Kim, I've just realised we haven't had any choices from you, any requests from you for tonight.
She's working on it. She's pondering.
I don't think I've missed them.
I get overwhelmed with WhatsApp. It's very people-y.
It's two people.
Well, the thing is, our group's fine. But other people, like randomly on New Year's Eve, got about 5 messages. And I'm like, I mean, yes, I know these people. But the last time I heard from them was last New Year's Eve. They're making a huge assumption I'm still alive, aren't they?
True.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite worrying, actually. Anyway. How are you doing, Kim, in the new year? We've done this. How are we all doing? How are we doing in the new year? I've played with PowerPoint. So what I was doing was, the first one I used PowerPoint for in anger was episode 103, I believe. Or was that the one I converted? Let's have a look. I'll open it up and have a look. Does that look like I did it in here? Oh, I think it was. I think it was 103. I'm going to have to check Keynote, aren't I? Let's run Keynote. That won't end well. Never ends well, that. Right, did I use 103 in there? Why are they never in the right order? Oh, that's a whole other bag of hurt. No, 102 was the last one that I did in Keynote. So 103, first one that I did in PowerPoint. So let's have a look down the end. Because I do remember some of the slides at the end. Yes, it said next week, and it said the winner is. So that was the first one that I did in there. And I haven't actually processed that one yet. But I have gone backwards to 104. And what I'm doing is making sure that the slides that are in there should be in there. If there's anything missing, I will add it. If there's anything that was wrong, I will correct it. And then I get my images out of it and we head off down the image route. So I've gone through and tidied them all up. While I've been at it, I've been adding master slides, which work fabulous, and changing a few of those. So everything pretty good at the moment. Let's just say that, pretty good at the moment. Do like playing with PowerPoint, which is a bit scary. Me last year would have told you were lock-up-able if you'd have said that, but never mind. So that was one thing that I did. Other thing I did was some YouTube stuff. So sorted out that. What did you do? Played on his phone, by the look
what
of it.
What did I do?
Yeah, what you done today? He's got no recollection whatsoever.
Done some emails.
Oh, admin garbage.
Taken the dog out. Done the washing up.
Don't like the sound of this, do you?
Made dinner. Took some pictures of the dog in the snow.
Oh, it snowed, didn't it? Only for about 5-10 minutes?
Yeah.
None of it stuck, but the flakes were huge. Oh, if that had carried on, it would have been amazing.
Sorting my mum's password problem out.
She did apologise.
She did, most profusely. I even had to update. Well, I didn't have to. But I've updated my iPhone 7 to iOS 14.3 so that it now is the same as hers. Because when I said go into settings and then go to passwords and accounts, she hasn't got a passwords and accounts. She's got passwords.
Oh.
And then when you go to passwords, or is it somewhere else? Could it be mail?
She broke her own phone. It was not us that did that. She broke her own phone. She changed the password.
Oh, it was mail and then accounts.
She changed the password on her account, then said Outlook wasn't working on the PC, and then said, and that's broken my phone. But actually, why did she change the password?
She said she tried to log in twice, and then something came up that said forgotten password, and she just created a new password. So maybe TalkTalk have implemented some new password rules, and hers wasn't strong enough or something.
Bless.
I don't know.
Anyway, it was all sorted
anyway,
out.
Anyway, it's sorted now.
So you sorted her out. Then yeah. What did you do? Have you noticed how hacked off he sounds?
I'm not hacked off. I'm trying to think.
He has no recollection of what he did 2 minutes ago.
Booked a webinar for the beginning of February.
Oh, and what webinar was that?
Excel... data visualization.
I was going to say, not a surprise so far, but keep going.
No. Oh, and put all the things in the spreadsheet for tonight.
The data vis is a good idea. Yes, tonight is our New Year's party on Brooklands. We did actually get requests, didn't we, on New Year's Eve, people saying wish we were on over New Year, going into the New Year. Anyway, tonight's that party. And first three, fabulous. I've only put the first three in, but I'm about to put the fourth in, which
I did all the stats as well.
Yes, but we've got to sort the stats out. They're not shareable yet. Oh, the other ones are, aren't they? Are we going to share those during the show?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're going to do virtual awards.
Why have we got Beautiful Day by Elbow if we haven't got the one by you too? There you go. Put that in from me.
Where do you want it? Number three.
No, I'm quite happy to have it later because we have people who go to bed early. So that's why, particularly because it's Saturday and they've got Mass tomorrow morning. Yes, the churches are still open. I know, I'm shaking my head as well. So we put theirs on first. So we've got Frank's trio, haven't we, and John and Petrina and Tony. Then we'll have a couple from Kaz, and then we'll be going in with Tony again and John and Petrina again and Frank again, because then they go to bed.
They go to bed, don't they?
Then they go to bed, and then the party starts. So that's why quite a few of the others are later. Oh, I've got one here from Paul. Excellent. More from Frank. I don't know if Frank's going to be up at that time, because that's after Lisa and Tracy and all
kinds
of stuff.
Well, we'll move them around.
They always get moved around. That's how the formatting goes awry. Yeah. Mind you, if Mike could put in capitals where there should be capitals, we'd be doing well.
And where's that?
All over the place, but don't worry about it. I'll fix it with my magic thing. I have a magic thing to fix things like that, folks. I do, actually. It's an Alfred thing. It's amazing. Let's try that one. Yeah, that all works. See, all works. Right. Hello, Paul. How's it doing down under? We're going from bad to worse here. In fact, one of the papers this morning had a fabulous story on that. It was GPs. Now, GPs are general practitioners. They are the people who are like your frontline medics. They don't tend to work in hospitals. They tend to have their own practices. Don't you call them primary physicians in the States? I do believe you do. Those, anyway. So they have a relationship with their patients rather than just a fleeting who are you as you pass through in a hospital. And they are on the front of one of the papers saying that they will not cancel the second injection appointments. They feel it would breach the trust. It would affect the relationship between them and their patients. And I'm reading this thinking, yes, yes, who are these people? They could be my doctor. Because I don't find that with doctors anytime. But basically, they're not doing it. They are finishing it off. The other thing that came out, which was something to throw into the mix, let's say. I said to Mike last night, and this was before I read it this morning, this vaccination thing, it's going to go wrong. There's going to be problems down the line. If you have the first one and you're supposed to have the second one after 3 weeks, but you know, never mind, you don't. You have it 3 months later. How do they know? What records are they keeping of what you actually had? Because if you had the Pfizer one, surely 3 months later you'd have to have the other Pfizer one. But 3 months later, the Pfizer one's £30, and the AstraZeneca one's £3. So they might decide to save a few, Bob, and give you a second one, but actually it's a first AstraZeneca one, not a second Pfizer one, if you're with me. Anyway, all over the papers again. There will be a calamity if these vaccines are mixed. Do not mix the vaccines. And I thought, well, yeah, isn't that obvious?
Like pick and mix, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently, it doesn't end well if you do that. And I'm thinking, also in the UK, and only in the UK, could this kind of level of complete imbecility occur. The Sun newspaper, Simon, explain the Sun for everybody. They've got a campaign going looking for 50,000 volunteers. For what, you might ask? To give the vaccine to other people. They're not medically qualified. The training would involve like an orange. There you go. Jab, you're done. How do they know what to look for when they give you the injection to see whether, you know, you could be going into anaphylactic shock or something? They're not medically trained. Beyond, this is a plaster, look, I can put it on. And they think that's a good idea. So now we've got 3 weeks has turned into 3 months. You've got 50,000 volunteers. So I can only assume they're the psychopaths. Because, you know, I would not be volunteering to give people medication like that. Let's leave it to those who are trained to do it. We'll be having volunteer dentists next, I'm telling you. I've got a Black & Decker. I can do it.
Johnny doesn't want anyone giving him the jab who reads the Sun.
Yeah. Liverpool might be a good place to go then, Jonathan, because they've not read the Sun since the year you were born, which was the Hillsborough disaster. They literally, nobody reads The Sun in Liverpool. I admire them for that, you know. So it's all go here. Oh, and the other thing is, you know, 3 months later when you go for your vaccine, it could be a different vaccine and then the two mingle and you explode. That's where we're at. How's your week been? Oh, no, it's been a tough week for Kim. You will work on it. Oh, no. I hope it improves, Kim. You sent your MacBook Air to your mum. You've been working on an old Surface and it's driving you nuts. I'm not surprised. And how are we doing with the iPad? That's the longest I have ever seen anything take from Apple. Give them a ring and tell them that, you know, you're in isolation. Your mum's in isolation. She's got your MacBook. You're desperate. And see what they do. Because they do listen if you've got a story that you can convince them with. I can say that from personal experience. It wasn't going well, and then it was. So once I'd convinced them that they were actually quite handy. Oh, look at this with Jonathan. Oh, I'm an influencer. Before I move to PowerPoint, I need to understand master slides. Jonathan, master slides in PowerPoint make Keynote look like a toy. I will go that far. If you would like me to do that, I've got a post-it note. There's the post-it notes going on the desk. Master slides in PowerPoint. Okay, I can do that. That is what I've been doing today. Because the thing with master slides in PowerPoint is they're not just a master slide. They are a master slide and an associated series of layouts, which means that you can have a million different variations of master slides, but it's like nested like children. So if you're like, I need to change that font. If it was in Keynote, you'd need to change it on, you know, say you've got 20 masters. But in PowerPoint, you just need to change it once. Oh, it's good. It is good. And you mentioned watermarks on slides. Can you give me any more details on that? Because give or take, what you said you'd done was you wanted blend modes to put a watermark on, and you had to take it out to Affinity Designer and then bring it back in. What sort of thing are we looking at with the watermark? Because there's a way to do it automatically. Oh, it's good. So I've already put that in for next week. But if you wanted to give me more information about that, then I could address your specifics. Right, it's on a slide. It's on a post-it note on my desk. There you go. It'll happen. I didn't know you had a Surface, Kim. Now, I know Mike's got a Surface, and he has let me touch it.
I knew Kim had a Surface.
And I looked at it, and I said it's a little bit small. Not the Surface itself, just the interface, with it being a desktop interface on what I was looking at without a mouse as a touchscreen device, felt a little bit small. But other than that, you quite like your Surface, don't you?
I do.
Hmm. Yeah. Kim, less so, clearly. Ooh, a free book as well. I put a free book in Slack. It's the WordPress book. I gave it away last year, put it in as, I think last year it was one of the Advent things. And I went back and I looked at it this year. And no. Oh, I know Anne Rainbow. She follows me. Anne Rainbow follows me on, I think it's Skillshare. We've had a couple of conversations. So yes, I know her. Right, let's see if that's available in the UK. Always great fun, isn't it? There we go. Yes, it is. Oh, good call. Good call. That's fabulous. Right, I've got it. In fact, I better send it to a Kindle I'm likely to read, not the one that died years ago, that somehow is still on the account. Thank you for that. Excellent. Hello, Tracy. Stricter password policies, bane of your life when helping mother manage your accounts. I know. I went to one the other day. It didn't give me any indication until I started. I think I copied and pasted the password in and he threw it toys out the pram and said it's got to have a capital letter and a number or a symbol, but it can't be longer than 20 characters. I'm like, pardon? I've got passwords that are like 97 characters long. Can't be more than 20. That doesn't seem very secure full stop these days, but that's only me, so there you go. Uh, Well, we'll still play them, Tracy. You've picked some ABBA classics in there. And you said you haven't heard People Need Love. That was on the first ABBA album I had, which was Greatest Hits, which was a bit of a misnomer, to be honest. They called it Greatest Hits, so people bought it. But actually, there were songs on there that had never been released before. Move On, of course, was the one that I played in Spanish. Alanda. Probably not pronounced that right, but you get the idea. But I will play the English one. And I Wonder. Aren't they off the same album, those, I think? But we'll move them down a bit so we can move up the ones from the people who go to bed. Because they're all getting ready for Mass. You're worried about your mum. I'm not surprised, Kim. And now your aunt has COVID. And your cousin died this week. That is a terrible week, Kim. We are here if you need anybody to listen. There's Slack and there's also DMs. DM away. That is shocking. Hello, Mrs. Simon. I'm thinking quote of the day, Mike. Possibly we need something like this in the title. I don't want anyone giving me the jab who reads the Sun.
Right.
That needs to be the title. I think today that we'll look back on that one day when we're being dragged off in the yellow van and we'll laugh our little cotton socks off. iPads finally arriving next week. Fingers crossed for that. Master slides in PowerPoint would be awesome. Now, you see, when I was looking, Jonathan, because you know, my knowledge of PowerPoint at that level in terms of actually making a presentation in it, there is a difference between training it and making a presentation in it. And I knew all about the master slide, this, that and the other. But when you come to actually use it, it's like, yeah, I'll watch a video. And I must have watched about 5 videos. And at the end of it, I thought, absolutely useless. I know all that, but that's not answering the questions that I have. So I've had to work through it. But you won't need to do that. I'll just share with you my discoveries, which are pretty amazing. Or I wouldn't still be there, would I? You can't remember watermarks. Oh, Jonathan, it's a good job I can, isn't it? It was the same day you said I could have 20 points. Do you remember that? No, seriously, we did. We've got it in the system. If it's putting a watermark on a slide, then your problem is if it's on the master. When you put your content on the slide, it covers up the content of the master. And obviously, that's the problem with it. It was when you mentioned blend modes. So I was thinking, did you want it like, did you just want it faded over the top? Like semi-transparent, like I do mine. Or did you want something clever with it? Either way, I'm prepared to have a dabble with it, but I could do with knowing. If it's just faded over the top, so it does look like a watermark, then I can sort that out. I can't believe you can't remember it. It proves the system works though, doesn't it? Because if I go to next week's show, which is there, I look down the bottom. I've got watermarking slides in PowerPoint. Under the suggested content item, I have a link to Jonathan. And I quote you, I have a wish list item for Keynote. I'd love to be able to apply blend modes. I had a watermark I wanted to be on all the slides to be blended. And I had to do it in Affinity Designer and export it. And that was June 2020. I can't understand why you can't remember that, Jonathan. June the 9th, if we're going to get to be precise. See, it's all come back to him now. I knew it would. It was putting snow on a background, which you had in Keynote, but had to do it in Designer and re-export the background. So you wanted the snow on the background, but did you want that over the top of the content of the slides? Is that what we're looking at? Because a watermark is simple. Watermark I can definitely do for you. So I'll put that down. I'll also put in next week's show, well, we've got a slot there, Master Slides in PowerPoint. There you go. You see, the beauty of Master Slides in PowerPoint or otherwise, even because it works on a PC and it works on the Mac and it works on iOS. So everybody's covered. Master Slides in PowerPoint. We'll do the two of those together. Can't say fairer than that, can I? So let's apply a MacBytes me on that. I'll put in progress, and I'll put that we've had this conversation. And what day is today? 293. Can you believe that? 293. Day 293. Let's see if we can find it. No, it clearly can't find that. It's got 15 more results, so you never know. No, it's not doing very well today. Tell you what, though, it speeded up a bit, which, by comparison to last night, it couldn't really have got much worse, could it? Mind you, we mustn't tempt fate like that. If we tempt fate like that, it'll stop working entirely. No, it's having a moody at the moment. Well, that's okay. We can cheat. We can go into there. We can find the show, which is that one, and directly copy a link to a page. Oh, don't forget, if you've got any suggestions for Notion 2021, because I shall be working on that on Monday afternoon. That's organised for you, isn't it, eh? Monday afternoon. Right, so I'm going back to after hours 110. It's not picking it up, but I will actually paste it in. And if I do that, I cannot mention the page. There we go, all organised. How's that for organised? It was June 2020, it wasn't snow then. You never know, Jonathan. You never, ever know. It could have been. Yeah, it was 2020. It could have been a plague of frogs, for all we know. Did we have a plague of frogs? I wouldn't have put it past somewhere. I can imagine there would be a plague of frogs somewhere, I swear. Anyway, it's in there. So I'll put that in. Well, it needs to be with the watermarks, I think, because the two are all related. Probably just before the freebies. You sort out your topic for next week.
No.
You could do with putting that in there.
I could.
You could.
I'll have a think.
Oh, he's making it up as he goes along, aren't you?
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of this, you know, that doesn't have that filled in, which means you've not clicked the button. I'll click the button. Ooh, unboxings next week, because I've just remembered we forgot one last night. Could do with that unboxing being 5 hours long, try and get a point back from Jonathan. Can I declare next Friday a bank holiday, Kim? And a two-pointer? Because otherwise Jonathan's going to be racing ahead. We don't have many bank holidays on a Friday, but I'll mention now, potentially we do have in June 2022. Now, I know that seems like a long time ago. A long time away. But, you know, just think how this year's gone. So it'll be here sooner than you know it. And that'll be a bank holiday. I think it's a Friday, isn't it? To have a long weekend. It's for the Queen's... Yeah. Is it 70th year on the throne? I've lost total track. 25 in 77. I think it's 70. Because she had a 60th, didn't she, in 2012?
The late yes. May bank holiday will be moved to Thursday the 2nd of June, and an additional bank holiday on Friday the 3rd will be created.
Ooh.
It's for her platinum jubilee.
70th, yeah.
If she lasts that long.
Well, I said that. You know, there's forward planning, but, you know, you're tempting fate a bit. The woman's 94. Well, hopefully she'll make it.
Well, you said if she doesn't, we'll get an extra day off for Charlie.
In fact, you might actually be better. Well, when I say better off, I mean Charles. Oh, no. Ed, desk. No, you'd get a day off for his coronation, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And a state funeral for her. Although they might cheat, like they did with Harry and Meghan's wedding, which was put on a Saturday. Yeah, shift it to a Saturday. Don't need a day off.
Can't have a funeral on a Saturday, can you?
Of course you can.
No.
Why not?
I didn't think you could.
Well, only if the gravediggers are on strike. They're probably dying of exhaustion at the moment. We know a guy who does that. Is it on the calendar? If so, it's a bank holiday. It could be on my calendar, Kim. We don't get an extra bank holiday in 2021, Jonathan. It's 2022 and the Queen's got to live that long. So just make sure that you don't get anywhere near Charles and we should be all right. Just saying, you know Charles. This was the idiot that got COVID very early on, as did William. So you do wonder, don't you? No, it's June 2022, and it is the Queen's platinum anniversary. Jubilee. That's right. I had to do a school project on her 25th anniversary, stroke jubilee, which was 1977. There was a lot of fuss made about that at the time. Did you get a coin?
Yeah.
We got a coin and a mug with like, well, it was a celebratory thing that you were supposed to keep hold of, which somewhere is in a drawer somewhere. So I think I've still got it. Jonathan was minus 22 at the time, wasn't he? No, 12. Minus 12. Mm. That's scary. That is scary. Because I was still at primary school. No, I was at primary school. That was the year that was a complete calamity. Because we lived in a village. And village life was very different to city life that I'd been used to. And they decided for the Queen's Jubilee, which was in June, early June as well, hence the first Friday in June, they were going to have like a parade through the village. And they were going to have somebody dressed up as Boadicea, I think. I wondered why as well, but whatever. Like a British history thing. So we all got lined up and we all got dressed up and stuff. And it was like, well, you can be this and you can be that. And I had a starring role. I was thrilled. I'd only been at the school 6 months at that stage. And I was really looking forward to it. Then the late May holiday came in, which is the Whit holiday, Whitsun. So I think we got a week off at Whit because it was a C of E school. So they wouldn't have been bothered about Easter that much. Anyway, we got this week off at Whit. Mum and Dad decided we'd go camping. Yeah, that wasn't the best idea they ever had. I spent the end of May, all of June and half of July in the burns unit. And I missed this spectacular day where I was going to be on the float and it was going to be fabulous. And I remember saying, I will never forgive him because I missed out on it. So I didn't even get to see any pictures because back in the day, you know, you'd be taking them on film and it used to cost a fortune to have them done. I didn't even see so much as a picture. Mum and Dad Mum wasn't in hospital, but she should have been. Dad was, and he shouldn't have been. So we didn't get the newspapers either. And it was long before the day when, you know, everybody had newspapers and you could go to libraries and stuff for them. So no, I never even saw the pickies.
She came to Hazel Grove.
Hmm?
She came to Hazel Grove.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Well, I was in Booth Hall Children's Burns Unit, so I would have missed that as well. Oh, well, never mind.
I think she stopped off at Hazel Grove Station.
Is it true they put in a new toilet wherever she goes? And even if she doesn't use it, it's ripped out afterwards.
I've heard that.
I heard that, but you never know if it's a...
Probably heard that on After Hours from somebody.
Jonathan says 2022 is ages away. Well, you say that, Jonathan, don't you? Just think, you'll be 32 and a half by then, won't you? Loving this. It feels like ages away, but do you remember life before COVID, or does that feel a long time ago as well? Oh, Tracy's Norwegian friends are going to organise a memorial for the 80th anniversary. They're shooting down my great uncle and crewmates. Is that the... wasn't there a picture of the plane a while back? I've got a vague recollection of that. April the 15th. You're not sure if you'll be able to go. Where it's going over here, I would say April the 15th is a bit soon. But, you know, everywhere else, you never know. You never know. You might be able to travel. We're just idiots over here. You know, we think it's a good idea to corral readers of the Sun to medicate us. I am not touching that vaccine until everybody else on the planet has been done. I have got two vials of it that I am going to keep hold of until it's actually done, so I know they match, and I have an actually qualified person to do it. And even then, I want to know all about the contraindications to it. So I'm going to be stuck in here for a long time. I'm not particularly worried about that, though. 15th of April, 1941, shot down. Bristol Blenheim over the... I'm not even going to try and pronounce that, near Bergen. Stayed on board and skipped over three houses.
I've got them, Kimmy.
Oh, that is so sad, isn't it?
I'll add them to the spreadsheet.
Crash landed in a bog, smashed. That is somewhat reminiscent of what happened at Munich. It hit a house, So it skipped over a couple of houses and then hit the last one, but no one was home, which was just lucky. That is shocking. Yes, I'm glad that I remembered that, Tracy. I definitely remembered that. Blenheim and the Poppies. Of course they're heroes, absolutely. Good grief. That's why I am so incensed when I hear people moaning about mental health because they've got to sit home and watch a film. We don't know what suffering is these days. We don't. Unless you actually get COVID and then you're suffering in a different way. But to say... I actually said this to Mike last night because there was a big thing on it. It said, oh, the impact on people's mental health. And I'm thinking, the thing is, the more you say it, the more people will be thinking, oh, yes. When I said to Mike, look, the issue here is you're not getting your own way. You want to go to the Trafford Centre and you're being told you can't. And apparently that's enough to affect your mental health. And I said, get a grip. Well, actually, I said get a, and then there was a naughty word in there, grip. But I'm sure you can imagine just not being able to go somewhere for your own safety and the safety of others is not a mental health issue. That here endeth the lecture from Dr. Elaine. I just don't think that's a health issue. I really don't, of any description. You can get out for a walk if you want to. Stay away from other people. You can do whatever you want, wherever you want. It's not as though you've been impacted any other way other than don't affect other people. Oh, what can I say? Mind you, not looking good for the football season, is it, Mike? not the way it's going.
Oh, no.
No. They're calling games off because the players are infected. It's not surprising the players are infected when they go to New Year parties. And that one in France, was it Paris?
There was one in France.
It was a 6-day party. You should have seen them. There was this video clip and there was these girls just swaying. And I thought, they look half dead already. It was unbelievable. Oh, think about the PTSD of the frontline workers. Exactly. If you're sat at home, you know, you could read a book, you could watch a film, watch the TV, you could go out for a walk. You know, you are blessed. Never mind mental health issues. You are blessed. You're a frontline worker and you are done up in all that PPE for 12 hours a day. I don't know how they're coping. I really don't. And when you think a lot of frontline NHS staff or frontline on any, you know, not just medical, there are other frontlines out there. You know, and they're single parents and they're juggling children and they've got no support from their parents because, you know, social distancing and all that. I don't know how they're coping. One of the big rows here today is the schools. The schools have been, I mean, I thank God I haven't got kids because I don't know where we're up to with the schools at the minute. Boris was incensed and determined that the schools were going back in September. And that was that. Now, that did not end well. The schools in Manchester, I think we have a 560 or 580 primary schools. And about 569 of them had breakouts of COVID. So they were closing and opening and doing like dances with who was in and who wasn't. The universities was a total disaster, as you may remember from the slides, where the students went to bed after being there about a week. They went to bed, and when they woke up the following morning, they were in the middle of a concentration camp. They had fenced them in. They had literally fenced them in overnight. They were beside themselves. I'm not saying that wasn't the right thing to do for the local area, but you can't do that. You cannot do that. Why send them back in the first place? So the latest kerfuffle is Boris wants the kids back on Monday the 4th. The teaching unions are saying, no, we need more time. So he said, right, the 11th. Then the figures got worse and worse. And then he said, OK, the 18th. But if it's an exam year, then they're going back on the 11th. And the teaching unions are now saying, don't want to go back, full stop. So I have no idea what's happening at the moment. But the teachers have been, I would say, possibly more on the front line than even the medics. At least the medics have got PPE. The teachers are supposed to be looking after the children of the medics. And they've got like a pair of marigolds and that's it. It's disgusting. So I fear Boris is going to have to be have his attitude realigned. But whether that happens or not, well, we'll see. Oh, that is lovely, Tracy. He met a man who was a child in one of the houses when he went over in 2016, and it was amazing. The hug he gave me. He had to come and meet me and said he wanted to say thank you to a family member. That is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You hope the footballers get find a small fortune. There's just no getting through to them, though, is there? I mean, it's not like in the first 3 weeks, you might think, well, clearly they're a bit dim-witted and they didn't know any different. So let's explain it all to them again. But this has been going on. We're going into 10 months now. Stay home. Do not go out to a party. Do not decide to bring some ladies of the night to your apartment. It's that simple. And they're still doing it. They are beyond stupid. Oh, Kim, that's terrible. My very good friend and I had my practice, went for a long walk at the beginning of the pandemic and essentially told each other how much we cared for each other and said our goodbyes, just in case. That is just, that really brings it home, doesn't it? I reckon you guys had more of an idea how things could pan out. The rest of us were wide-eyed and innocent. We did see your mother, didn't we? Just before lockdown.
We did.
That proved to be a bit traumatic, didn't it, actually? But we did see Mike's mother, and we did kind of say our goodbyes, but not in terms of like, we'll never see you again. Just like, well, you know, we're going to probably go into lockdown, so we'll see you after lockdown.
We'll see you on Zoom.
That's pretty much where we're at. We did Zoom with her the other day, didn't we?
We did.
Did I have a mince pie for that one? I did, didn't I?
No.
Didn't I? Oh, no.
You had a gluten-free muffin.
It was a gluten-free muffin, which was absolutely to die for. It was gorgeous. That is totally shocking, Kim. Just to go through that. Mind you, Pete said the same at the beginning, that he had to consider, you know, what if he didn't make it? I guess you think that more if you're on the front line, but it could happen to anybody. I mean, as careful as we're being, it could still happen. You know, like I said, all those people at the Trafford Centre 2 miles away, wind in the wrong direction, all their breath's coming over here. Hopefully 2 miles is enough. But with this new one, you don't know. You've no idea what's going to happen.
Brooklands is our companion of choice. Sorry. Brooklands 196 is the companion of choice for Lisa while she's been cleaning, tidying and cooking.
Well, we got Bonnie Tyler on tonight, haven't we?
Yeah.
Bonnie Tyler's on 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock. And yes, I got all my work done last night after I showed you in the Notion 2021, the Brooklands thing. I used that. I went through it. And I'm actually ahead of myself. Oh, I know it's scary, isn't it? I will show you the companion system that I use for that. But I have another system, which I'll have to show you soon because it's disappearing as we speak. But basically, I have a system where all of the Brooklands years are in there with the tasks involved in creating it all the way through to April. And they've been in there, I think I created them, October. So in October, I planned 6 months worth of work. And I've been using the system ever since. So the next show I need to do is 1967, which was the year I was born. And I've got 14 days left to do it.
Year I was born as well.
Scary, scary beans that, isn't it, Mike? Mm. Jonathan was minus 22. Just doing the maths for you. Oh, good grief. I was 22 when young Jonathan was born. I was at university. I was at Oxford at the time, actually. There you go. What's this? Did we stand up for 24 hours again? On my watchy thing. I've done that about 3 days since Christmas, I think. The only time I miss an hour is when I'm deep in thought with something and I think, I've forgotten. Or I'm asleep. Which, you know, sometimes I do actually sleep, but not much. Oh, Tracy was in Africa in 67. Oh, I bet that was a different world to now. Mind you, the entire world's a different world to now, isn't it? I always think of 67 as like, and I'm probably a bit late with this, but you know the iconic 60s images you see
flower
of Mary
power.
Quant, Flower Power, Woodstock, all of that kind of thing. That's how I think of the 60s. So I'll put that on another post-it note. Desk covered in them. Right. The Brooklyn's Years. There we go. It's interesting picking the songs because there's like a window of time of years that I intimately know. So from about 74 to 75, probably through all the way to about 2003, I'm fine. And then I'm like, oh, I've got to put a show together for 2017. And I look at it, it's like, who are these people? And I just sit there thinking, didn't Elton John release anything? You know, or the Beatles, not the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. Yeah, somebody I might know. And another thing that I've noticed throughout the years, as you look at the songs, you isolate the songs down to those released in like 1977. You look down the list, absolutely fine. You look down the list for 2017, explicit, 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 explicit. I'm like, really? There's so many songs that are explicit, it leaves me with nothing. Nothing at all. Kim could easily be Johnny's mother. And I think we all could, possibly without Simon. Oh, Simon was 67 as well. We're Generation X, are we? Not boomers. I can live with being a Generation X. Oh, Tracy's got a picture of her mum in a sunflower dress somewhere. My mum, I look at pictures of my mum probably around the time, well, with me as a baby. And I look and I think she looks like she's in her 50s. I think it was just a look that ladies had back then. She had the curly hair and she had glasses. And the style of the glasses didn't do her any favours, shall we say. And she looked a lot older than she actually was. She was only, if I was like one in it, she'd have been 33. But she looked older than that. And she didn't seem to change from being about 30 to 60. She looks exactly the same. The glasses improved, but she looked exactly the same. I think it was just a look. And the only difference with my aunt was she had exactly the same glasses stuff, but she had long hair, really long hair. And I used to brush it and comb it. I used to love that. But she had it cut in about, I think it was 83 or 84. And then she looked the same as everybody else. She went and had a perm and it was all curly. What can I say? John is the same age as your eldest. It was clearly a good year to be born, Tracy. So what have we all got planned for this week? I would say I'm going back to work, but I'm not. Mike had planned to, but he's not. Isn't that right?
What?
You see, you vacated your seat. Now I'm talking about you.
I
could be saying anything. TMI, Mike. TMI.
Then I went to turn the under blanket heating on for the dog.
She's actually taken into coming in and nudging Mike as though, electric blanket, thank you. Oh, Jonathan wants to get back to work. Anyone want to take... We will. We will, Jonathan. Right. Jonathan said the number of emails would be more than the number of episodes of Marooned. So I'm going to go for the episode number on Monday, which is 295. So there you go. I'm going to say 295. Kim's got 250.
299.
Ooh. That's very close to mine, Mike. Are we including spam in this? Because that could be like 3,000.
No.
So Kim's 250.
Kim could be Johnny's mother.
We could all be Johnny's mother.
Yeah.
Poor Jonathan, he's going to have about 19 mothers. Right, I'll put mine in.
Does Missy Mummy Isaacs know?
I don't think Mummy Isaacs would mind sharing. This is the beauty of having three kids, two of them boys. You can afford to share one. Great planning on her
spam
part.
Spam is excluded.
And well, I'm saying 295. Mike's saying 299. Kim's got 250. Tracy's going in a very low 167. I'm thinking Tracy might think that Jonathan has been triaging them or something. And Jonathan himself is going with 340.
Sarah, I will message you. Just noticed you're in there.
I didn't see Sarah. Has it not come through on mine?
Yeah.
I don't see
anything.
She's
in as Sarah.
Oh, that's what threw me.
Not as yoga Sarah.
I miss that, Sarah. Hello, Sarah. It was. The students were... I love what they did. If that was about the students being locked in, I just love what they did. I really did. Right. 167 for Tracy. 3:40 for Jonathan. Right. Simon could have been Johnny's dad, but it would have been confused the hell out of me to have a young Jewish son. Oh, Simon.
What they've done at work with this system called ServiceNow, which is this all singing, all dancing course booking system come everything else system for IT, is that if we get some feedback, so after the training, we send out the post-course survey thing, and if we get a reply which is either positive or negative but contains some comments, then at some point, if you don't close that thing off, it's marked as being overdue. So there's a certain, you have to close this thing off by either chasing up the customer who's put the positive or negative comment in, or just closing it off. And if you don't close it off after you've got this email that says, you know, basically in 3 days you'll be delinquent, and I've just got all these emails.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember that place I worked and they had a clear desk policy?
Yeah.
Should have seen the state of the top drawer. At the end of the day, I just opened the top drawer and shoved everything off the desk into it. A clear desk policy.
Where are you actually saving it, Sarah?
What's the issue that we've got here?
Sarah's run out of space.
Wow, that was fast.
On a hard drive. So she's looking for an external hard drive. So I was going to suggest that one that you suggested.
I've got about 9 for Tracy, because there's the ones I actually bought, but that was like 9-10 months ago. And there's the ones that I would buy now if I were buying one. And it depends what you want to do with it.
But so, she's saying she thought it was in the cloud, so it would work. And that depends which cloud.
Well, first off, if we know which cloud, let us know which cloud. Because if you save stuff to Dropbox, and you just keep saving it and saving it and saving it, and you don't have Smart Sync turned on, it keeps it local as well as in the cloud. So you would run out of space.
Is Smart Sync only a pro feature?
Yes.
Mm.
But if it, I mean, OneDrive works exactly the same, doesn't it? Doesn't it have a...
It's in iCloud.
Sugar me up. Oh, iCloud. Oh, dear.
Spawn of the devil.
Sarah, have my deepest sympathies. I took everything out of iCloud. It made life so much easier. You have zero control over iCloud. One option you could do is, if you go to your iCloud settings in the system preferences...
Does she need a talking to?
Well, I wouldn't put my data in iCloud. Let's put it like that. I know you should be able to, but there's just not enough control. Now, obviously, I do have data in iCloud. The stuff that I need on an iPad may be in there. But I don't rely on it, full stop. No way would I ever rely on that. You see, look, I've got that thing sitting around.
Now she's changed her name so we know who she is.
Right, let me stick that in demo data. Right. No, I don't want to go to iCloud there. I want to go to iCloud in the system preferences. So when you open your system preferences, you have your Apple ID in the top. Well, you're on Catalina, aren't you? If you're on Catalina, your Apple ID is in the top right-hand corner. And when you go into there, you have iCloud Drive at the top, and you have an option to have a tick in it or not. I'd suspect you've probably got a tick in it. Next to that, you've got options, and you can go into your options, and you have all of the folders listed that are actually using it. What you don't seem to have, let me have a quick look. Is any other, oh, there it is at the bottom. Right. So when you go into your Apple ID, at the very bottom, it says iCloud storage. And it gives you, like, you know, how many for this, how many for that. And there is an option to manage it. And when you go into there, you can either buy more storage, and it lists down the left-hand side what's actually using data. So you should be able to do something with it at that point. Let me just choose one of these. You could delete the files from there, etc., but that's not really what we're after. It used to have an option for There it is. Optimise Mac storage. The full contents of iCloud Drive will be stored on this Mac if you have enough space. Older documents will be stored only in iCloud when space is needed. So if you've got the full contents will be stored on this Mac, that's what your problem is. It's downloading everything, which is potentially taking 80-odd gig, for me, for example. You can take the tick out of that box, and that may make a difference. Try that. You can't see the iCloud Drive. Oh, wow.
5 minutes.
Okay. You're in the chat first, are you?
Yeah.
I would store your documents somewhere else. Now, you're saying you'd like to be able to access the documents on the iPad. You can still do that, to be honest. No matter what cloud you choose, because you can set that up on the iPad. iCloud might make it a little bit easier because there's no setup involved. But because there's no setup involved, you also have absolutely no control over it. So if I leave my data where it is, so this is just an example. I have 90 gig of Keynote files in iCloud. If I leave them where they are and I have this full contents of iCloud Drive will be stored on this Mac, I'm going to lose 80 gig before we even start. So you've got 2 terabytes. That's what I've got. It wasn't ticked and it wouldn't work. Optimised the storage, then it stopped working. That's iCloud. I know that might sound flippant, but I don't mean it in a flippant way. It's just that's iCloud. Darn thing never works. It does its own thing. You have very, very, very little control. So I'm in the process of moving everything of mine off it. I will leave things on there, like maybe 2 or 3 files in Keynote that I'm working on. But I have no intention of leaving the lot in there. No way. Because it is downloading it and all of a sudden I've lost 50 gig. And I'm like, where did that go? Another thing mine did, and it was much more impactful, was I had a 256 gig hard drive, which is only 25% of what I have in this machine, for example. It downloaded every image and every video off my phone, even though there was no tick in Photos. Downloaded it anyway. It was utterly ridiculous. The other thing I'm noticing is, and I can hear it right now, it turns the fans on and the fans go crazy while it starts strutting its stuff in iCloud. So I might as well turn off half my stuff. The iCloud Drive things are fine as long as it's working, but it's never working, so leave it be. I would leave things in iCloud only if there was no alternative like Ulysses. But other than that, I can see that I'm losing data as I'm sitting here talking to you. It's telling me what I've got free and it's just dropping like a stone. 6 gigs just gone in the last 2 minutes because I'm actually looking at iCloud. It's utterly ridiculous.
2 minutes.
What would I recommend? Need an external drive? You're not backing up at the moment, which is why you were looking for the Western Digital. I like Seagate, but it's just a personal preference. And what you need to think about is, do you want a fast external drive, which best way would be to go for an SSD, or is it just for backup and all you actually need is a slow drive that's got a big capacity? So an SSD of 2 terabytes will cost you about £140. But for about £180, you could get a 14 gig drive, but it's slow. So it just depends on what you're actually trying to do with it as to which one you would use. And backup and large documents, you probably get away with an SSD at 2 terabytes, and that doesn't need any power or anything else either. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will put together some notes about it and stick it in a blog post or something. Mike, make a note, remind me, because I've got some links for Tracy to have a look at as well. So I will put in the SSDs as well and let you have a look at it. There you go. 16 gig just vanished on iCloud Drive. I am moving the data. The data is history. It's going. It's going. Right, how are we doing?
50 seconds.
Oh! Maybe offers on Seagate at the moment. There are a few, but they're not quite as cheap as I have seen them. So there may be scope for a little bit of a special offer. Right, but for the moment, because we're going to head over to Brooklands, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.